This week on Morning Edition, we've been listening to some emerging cultural voices from Africa. And this morning, we turn the spotlight on a rap pioneer from Senegal. He combines music with his role as a social commentator. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton met up with him at his base in the Senegalese capital, Dakar.
You're listening to the distinctive sound of Senegalese rap by Didier Awadi. He's rehearsing with his band at his recording studios here in Dakar before leaving to perform in South Africa. Awadi is a big man with a big smile and a bouncing Rasta hairstyle. He pioneered local hip-hop, then a new musical genre, in this very musical city. Commentator Tijan C, editor of the website westafnews.com, met Awadi at the start of his musical career.
I think DJ Awadi is one of the young, promising African artists because he has already given evidence of his talent and what he is capable of bringing into the African musical scene.
Tijan C explains why.
A real opinion leader, he is representative of a new trend of Africans who are trying to see their country, to see their continent with a totally new perspective.
So why did Didier Awadi choose rap?
Why did I choose hip-hop? It was just the fashion, you know. I used to be a breakdancer, and the music for breakdance was, you know, rap. So I used to listen to Grandmaster Flash, Grandmaster Melo Mel, Rapper's Delight by Sugar Hill Gang, you know. I just followed the fashion.
Then, says Awadi, he heeded some sound advice and created his band PBS, Positive Black Soul.
You know, a friend of mine told me, okay, it's good, but, you know, you're not American and you're not speaking in English, so try to be yourself. So I say, okay, I will try to do it in my own language, talk about my own realities. I'm not in the ghetto of New York. I'm in a normal, city of Dakar, so let's try to talk about our own problem.
If the Fernand man de Fenega, rap be them do work de kote chitan, nigga, need it rap sudo yo, so you know real life chang, payback, mono mogonde, you'll be my tanga tanga, magisco tanga, gisco janga, gisco nyanga, hame real freestyle, hame binu janga, hame. Yes?
A translation?
Oh, this is not just a freestyle to say that hip hop is a real thing.
It worked. Rapping in Wolof, the dominant language here in Senegal, unleashed a whole new wave of music.
Yeah, rapping in Wolof or in Swahili or in Twi, you know, when you listen to it, this is exactly the sound that we need when we want to talk about our own reality to our own people. We need to talk a language that they can understand.
Commentator Tijan C says Awadi's lyrics strike a chord with young people all over Africa, and that it's both the message and the medium.
All the younger generation that see through him a role model, somebody who has succeeded through music and somebody who is always give ideas on how people should perform to change things in Africa. I think his message goes far beyond the Senegalese borders. He tries to also include other problems faced by other Africans.
Corruption, you know, our daily living. So let's try to represent what we are. That's why we, you know, decide to use our own instrument, integrate the kora, the percussion, the African, and the African chant in our music to sound Senegalese, to sound African.
This passion for Africa infuses Didier Awadi's thinking. It also informs the advice he shares with young people on stage here in Senegal and other parts of the continent. Africa, unite.
Our music is for us a weapon of mass education to fight all the injustice that we face everywhere, every day.
Take the case of Awadi's hit song, Sunugal, which means our boat. which he first released on the internet during the height of the dramatic exodus of young Senegalese men back in 2006. In the Sunugal web video, with its intense and disturbing images, Awadi said he wanted to call attention to the tragedy of these young men risking their lives by taking to the high seas in unsafe fishing boats on perilous odysseys in the hope of finding a job and a better life in Europe and America.
Yeah, you know, it was a really sad story to see all the brothers taking this boat, you know, looking for El Dorado, for a better future. When you have no future, no way to survive, you know, you just try to take this boat, knowing that if you survive this journey, you will be able to feed a lot of people back home.
It's a message Awadi, a one-time UN Goodwill Ambassador for Africa's youth, says applies equally to all the continent's young job seekers who are desperate and determined to cross deserts and oceans in search of employment. He blames Africa's leaders for failing to offer the youth a better alternative to keep them at home.
I know that it's difficult. I know that our leaders are not serious, but at the end of the day, we have to stay and build it. Nobody will come and do it for us. But I think our future is here.
So is that message getting through to the continent's youth?
The message is not really easy to, you know, to spread, because when somebody is hungry, when you say, okay, we have to unite, they say, okay, give me some food first.
But he's not giving up. That's why Awadi established the group Positive Black Soul, he says, and has now gone solo.
It's high time for us to rebuild our soul. So that's why we say Positive Black Soul, show another image of Africa to force everybody not to look at us with pity, and all Africa must be proud of what we are. We have good reason to be proud of Africa.
Ofer Biakwistarkton, NPR News, Dakar. I'm one in a million, one in a billion. Too many already paid on the million. Pull a rich kid them up to the maximum. Made a people they broke to the minimum. 84, but they need to take a leap. Be that compared to my sound, did a big leap. Be sound the best, some sound like get a leap. Super down, I'm telling you, they will leap. Many now, yo. Capsi, yo. Wafas, yo. Wato, yo. Rassel, yo. Gate, yo.
This is NPR News.